Get in on the conversation now. Text the show at 960-960. Boomer in the morning. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. They're not in the business of selling cars. They're selling a way to get your kids' hockey team to practice. Universal Ford Lincoln, it starts with you.
It is 6:07. Good morning, everybody. Boomer in the morning. Warner coming in. Pinder here. Hello, Pinder.
Morning, buddy. Look at you working extra time.
Look at me. Well, we'll let you in on something else a little later. But yeah, it's good to be working a little extra.
So just to be clear on this, I still have a job. I'm not volunteering
today. No, you're in. You're good. You know what? I'll put it this way. You'll be surprised how much you're working.
All right. And I may get to even sleep another 20 minutes.
Sure.
This is a great world we live in.
That's right.
Unless you're Mark Giordano or a Flames fan today.
You're very happy. Wait, so you're starting at 5:30? Yeah. So when do am I here? Start at 6? Sure. Yeah, Pinder. That's fine.
So I don't have to be sorting through audio at 5:15?
You mean
after I do sports at 4:45?
You mean I get to go and grab a coffee? Yes.
It's a little thing that most people don't think about.
I get
about.
To go to Starbucks. It opens at 5:30.
I could never
You're
go
very
before.
Excited.
Because I'm
excited.
Always on the air before it's open.
Trade deadline day is come and gone. Yes, it was a dud. I will, I'm not going to sit here and, hey, it was a great day. We had a wonderful day of deals and all this. It didn't happen. There were deals. None of them were significant. I mean, James Wisniewski, I guess, is a big contract. We were watching to see where Chris Stewart was going. The Zibanejad Mihalik deal got done, but none of these are front page news. They were all done in advance. I don't know if we've ever seen a trade deadline where that many deals were done leading up to the deadline.
Yeah, like the Hawks were saying they'd been working on Vermette for 2 months. And that, you know, as time approaches midnight, both sides inch a little closer to middle ground or whatever it takes to get a deal done gets done. So a lot of those deals started a long time ago, and I thought the contenders all got a little bit better, with the exception of one or two, and the teams you expected to sell sold. And we didn't see one of those mammoth deals, like a Phaneuf, like a Kessel, end up moving. And the teams you probably liked for the Stanley Cup before yesterday, you probably still think Vegas likes the same group of 6 to 10 teams.
Yeah, everybody does the who won, who lost. You can't do that till the playoffs are over. Ultimately, one team wins because everybody else gave up picks or players or prospects to not win a Stanley Cup. So, I mean, we can go through who did what and what we like the most. The Calgary Flames, they send Sven Berchi to Vancouver. Interesting deal.
Yeah.
You don't typically see, I forget what the last deal was. It was like Dana Murzyn for Ron Stern. That was the last time.
And some other guy, Rudy Guy or something like that. Another guy I'd never heard of.
So that was the last time that these two teams had hooked up in a deal. They've always been a division foe, they're a rival, and all of that. That said, Sven Berchi wanted a new challenge, wanted out. And I don't even blame him.
No.
The writing was on the wall. He wasn't going to, not that he wasn't going to get a fair shake, but he'd been passed over. He'd had his time to make this team. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
The president / GM at the time came right out and said he didn't like him.
Torched him pretty good.
My words, not his, but still basically came out and said, he's got a lot of work to do. I've been around hockey, but this guy's got to learn. There's three phases in the game and all of that. So we've talked for a long time about how Berchi is, you know, confidence, and I'm not confident, and I need to work on this, and all of this. It just wasn't going to happen. At one time, it looked like it was a can't-miss thing.
Yeah.
Scored 3 goals in 5 games the same year he was drafted. It's like, okay, well, this guy's a stud.
2 points plus a game in the Portland in his final year.
You can put me firmly in the camp that thought it was going to work.
Yeah, me too. And I still think it will. I still think he's an NHLer. I don't know if I think he's a front-of-the-line top line NHLer, but I still think that this is a guy that at 22 years of age still has all kinds of time to become an NHLer. Now, things do become a little more challenging next year, as he'll probably have to clear through waivers. And the more you look at this situation where it stood yesterday before the trade, there wasn't really a simple solution to this from either side. And normally we get our throw our hands up in the air and point fingers and say, oh my gosh, it must be so hard being a millionaire and a pro athlete, you know, requesting a trade, geez. And you give the guy the gears, but there wasn't a simple solution between these two sides. It was clear that he and Hartley weren't on the same page. It was clear that Sven, you know, continually was disappointed. They continued to added parts that were left-hand shots that moved above him on the depth chart. You think of, you know, Drew Shore and all the guys that all of a sudden had passed him. He never really got a good shake on the top two lines here and
didn't really earn it. Yeah.
So I can understand why he'd want a fresh start. And then his camp says, look, we're not going to sign a qualifying offer when the RFA is done or when our entry level contract's done. Please let us move. And Treliving noted all the conversations they'd had around Sven, because you're always picking up the phone and listening to, you know, other GMs and what interested. The offer they got from Vancouver yesterday was significantly better than anything they've ever had on the table offered for Sven.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couple reasons why. You've got Travis Green, who's in the coaching staff there that used to be in Portland, where Sven was. And you've also got John Weisbrod, who's helping out Jim Benning on his staff. And Weisbrod obviously was part of the management team here, and he knew Sven well. He's a good kid. It was a tough situation, and I think both the Flames and Sven would be happy for the fresh start, because now there's no issue to resolve. Yeah. It's gone.
We'll get into it, obviously, deeper as the morning goes along. That would be, I guess, the good news. For some, it was terrible news. I know a lot of people were up in arms, and they couldn't believe it. Once they found out that Sven wanted out, I guess they were appeased somewhat.
It didn't make sense until that to me.
Well, it did to me.
It was just clear
it's just going to be another crop of prospects coming in.
More left-hand shot wingers, right?
Poirier's going to be better and Bennett's on the team. And there's just going to be more and more guys. And I don't know that he was getting better or keeping pace.
Ferland was coming up ahead of him.
Yeah.
We saw Drew Shore added.
Tough.
Yeah.
6:13, we'll take a break. We have Rick Mercer. You like the Rick Mercer report?
This dude's pretty awesome. To think of his humble beginnings and what he is, like, he's kind of a Canadian icon.
He's pure Canadian. Love him.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to him at 7:45. DeHatchik, Wills, Brunt, Rhett, all coming up. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. They're not in the business of selling cars. They're selling a way to get your kids' hockey team to practice. Universal Ford Lincoln, it starts with you.
You know, think could really help you long-term going forward, that on a day like today, where somebody's pushing and know they're close and trying to get over, that you might be able to grab. Mm-hmm.
Lou, we'll let you go, my friend. Thanks for joining us on a busy day. And don't let Dennis Weidman fool you anymore, all right?
No, I won't.
That was pretty funny. You got to give him credit for that.
Well, you can give him credit for that. From your cozy studio, you can give him credit for that, for sure.
All right, so you don't want to. We'll talk
to you. No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
Oh!
You don't jerk that man's chain.
Pete didn't like it.
You don't do it.
I thought I didn't like it. Pete really didn't like it.
Oh, look out!
Right, so you don't want to. We'll talk.
No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
Didn't need to confirm that comment. He already knew he was a good man.
No. Dad, if I'm Ron Hextall, two words: be careful.
That's right. So, of course, why? excuse me, I'm still battling this voice thing. Of course, Dennis Weidman does the phone thing yesterday at practice. 2 days ago, Curtis Glencross, phone comes in, Bob Hartley on the cell phone, goes to Glencross leaves, traded. So yesterday, Weidman has a little fun. Bob Hartley's on the phone. Weidman leaves the ice, grabs his own phone, comes back out, pretends like he's talking on the phone. And I mean, yeah, he was playing with everybody. Lou didn't like it.
I get it.
Well, Lou didn't like it.
Well, I didn't. I mean, it didn't bother me a ton. I just, for people to say it was funny, like, did anyone actually laugh out loud over it? Or was it like, okay, this guy thinks he's funny and I can see he thinks he's.
It was a prank.
I have no problem with him doing it. I just, if someone's calling it hilarious, I'm going to say, okay, well.
Right? So you don't want to. We'll talk to you.
No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
Just don't mess around with Lou. Hey?
Don't mess with Lou.
No shenanigans.
I tell you what, you try to slide certain things across his desk, it's going to get you in trouble.
He's not. Listen.
He takes this game very seriously.
He's a pro.
He is.
Don't be messing around.
He'll be wound up for 4 o'clock today as you've got another Eastern time zone starting.
Yeah, that's right.
5 o'clock puck drop from Philly.
What we got to do is.
Probably looked through the NHL last night.
Probably looked through the NHL, just 3 games.
But you mentioned it, some new faces and new places.
That's right.
Making an impact.
Mm-hmm. New faces and new places. I want a coffee this morning.
What?
Roll up the cream.
Has anyone else won this year?
I'm on a good clip.
Like, Davey Keon's, I haven't won once this year. What's going on?
A dark or original coffee.
Are you on board with the dark?
No.
Just You're a traditionalist.
I very am. I don't need to start changing things for me.
I don't want shot clocks for pitchers in baseball.
No.
I don't want...
Game's not too long.
Don't want the blue tail on the puck.
No, I don't need that.
And you can shove your analytics. I'm a traditionalist, and I don't like the dark roast.
Don't need CDs.
CDs?
Don't need that.
MP3s?
All these compact discs or whatever they are.
Blu-ray?
This Blu-ray thing. Just give me a solid Betamax.
What's that, Boom?
That's right.
Huff's got your back.
You're damn right, Coach.
What are you talking about, Boom?
Juwan Simpson re-signed yesterday.
Really?
He back. Middle linebacker. Part of that defense.
I was going to say, it's been some time that he's been in Calgary. That's not a position guys last a lot. That's quite a career he's put together.
There you go. Warner coming in momentarily. And we'll do the out-of-town scoreboard. And... start to get into the trade deadline, if not the deadline day. Let's look at, obviously, we got a lot of teams that are going. There's a lot of teams that feel like they've got a shot, and we'll walk through what they have done to this point when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. They're not in the business of selling cars. They're selling a way to get your kids' hockey team to practice. Universal Ford Lincoln, it starts with you.
With you. It starts with you. Universal Ford Lincoln, bringing it to you this morning and every morning here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning. They're good boys.
What's that, Boom?
They're good boys, Coach. You'd love them.
Coach drives a rig. What's he rolling in from Universal? I haven't really pegged Huff. I don't know him well enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think he's a sedan guy for some reason.
Yeah, he might be a Lincoln guy.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's the F-150 guy.
Like that quiet luxury guy?
Berkey, F-150.
Totally.
Bob Artley?
Artley?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I have him pegged either. Maybe Huff is, Huff's like a smart car guy.
He's not that radical. Maybe. I think he's got some traditionalist.
He likes fishing and all that. Maybe he's one with the environment.
I think it's the Lincoln. That's what you nailed it.
What do we got? We'll look at the NHL scoreboard. We may as well do that right now.
Sure.
There's not a lot there. Fan feedback line is open. 960-960 mobile phone. Hey, Boomer, tell Pinder the reason he's not winning anything is because he's rolling up Starbucks rims.
No, it's not always Starbucks.
Are you sure? Because it's a good... He would have a good point.
I've never won anything rolling
You've
up
never
Starbucks
won anything.
Up the start. Yeah. But occasionally we do get a Timmy's. Our good buddy Retro, because of the conundrum of no coffee places open before I work, he's been bringing me coffee. And sometimes it's Timmy's, sometimes it's the Mermaid. Get what you get.
Cody. Hey, Cody. He says he's won a $100 Timmy's card.
So he basically what Rhett did at the drive-thru yesterday.
You don't need to boast.
One of them sausage McMuffin things.
Yeah, poor Warner yesterday, if you missed it, went to the coffee shop.
Forgot his wallet.
Forgot his wallet or whatever. Had to pay cash. Only had a $100 bill.
They can't break a hundy.
Can't break a hundy.
So what's he going to do?
He's going to buy a $100 gift card and then pay for two coffees.
That card's going to last for a year.
No, you know what's going to happen is he's going to lose it.
That is true.
He will, if he hasn't lost it already, he will lose it. And then, it's $82 left in that car. I don't know where it is.
This is called the trickle-down theory. It's an economic theory that says, okay, the wealthy people, their crumbs will sift down through society and help everyone. So some homeless guy's going to find this card and be on Easy Street for 2 months, yeah, getting like extra foam on his mochaccino.
That's right. You back again? You betcha. Boom, your old lady smoking voice sounds much better today. Pass the Nicorette.
You do sound better.
Yeah.
I was a little worried when you sent the text last night. You're like, hey, how was it today? Do you think I should do this again?
It was, there was not much going on in my house last night.
And I was like, don't ask me.
Very quiet in my house.
That's the rocket.
I texted last night. My kids were taken advantage too. They knew dad couldn't yell at them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just running amok.
Give an inch, they take a foot.
Listen. You guys back here. Listen to me,
Junior.
You're gonna be grounded. I'm gonna take away your iPad. There'll be no more video games. I'm blood red mad right now.
Can't hear you, Dad.
Get to bed. That's enough. Very intimidating dad last night at the old house.
Speaking of which, someone liked our guest host B. Arthur yesterday on the text line. Thanks for that text.
My voice sounded nothing like B. Arthur. Did it sound like a smoky old broad? Yeah.
For sure. You could have sold menthol cigarettes still,
thank
ladies.
You for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
How do we have this on file?
Oh, it goes away back.
I remember it, but it's just...
Well, when Kerr and I were doing afternoons, someone made the connection that Kerr looked like B. Arthur.
Oh, come on. What?
And it,
I have to Google B. Arthur now.
And it
I don't
took
like
off.
Doing this.
And yeah. Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
All right. I'm going to lose my voice again trying to.
How does Kerr look like B. Arthur? Where's the similarity?
I think it's just because he's tall. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I never go. It, I mean, it was funny.
Does Rob ever permed his hair? I don't get
Who's Rob Kerr?
You know, the afternoon guy.
Our Calgary Flames play by play man.
Oh, the redheaded guy with the glasses.
No.
That's. Watch the games, Doug.
All right. Last night, NHL, the New York Rangers, they welcomed Keith Yandel, big Keith Yandel into the lineup, and it was all Rangers.
I believe it's black hair.
Yandel's got black hair.
Is that right?
The new guy? Is that him? The glasses.
Yeah. So 4-1, Rangers win it. Stahl, Kreider, Dominic Moore, and Rick Nash. 38 goals for Rick Nash.
This one into an empty net, but they all count, Rick. Well done. He's now three back of Ovi's league-leading 41.
Zuccarello, two helpers. Brassard, two helpers. Nothing on the score sheet for Yandel, but apparently pretty solid debut at Madison Square Garden. Pekka-Rinne in net for Nashville. They lose this one by a score of 4-1. They have lost three straight for the first time this season. And if I told you that Rinne has lost five of his last six, would you believe it?
Yeah.
1-4-1 in his last six.
And that's coming off injury recall, so that it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world. Guy needs a little bit of a rhythm and some reps to get back into it. St. Louis now has a game in hand, 4 points back. So we had all sort of resigned to seeing Blackhawks, Blues in the first round. Might not shake out that way. St. Louis wins that game in hand. That's only 2 points difference with, 20 games to go?
Rangers are rolling. They've got points in 10 of 11. Nine of them wins. They are tied with the Islanders in the Metro with 84 points, but they have two games in hand. So they are loving life.
And should mention, because of the chaos of trade deadline day, I don't think enough was made about the Rangers re-signing Matt Zuccarello, the lone Norwegian in the league, a four-year deal worth $18 million. way. First star last night and a big part of what they're doing there. He's tiny, but he plays with a burr under his saddle. He's been a big part of what they've done in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm.
That's a good Western tie-in. People here know exactly what you're talking about.
Norwegians love the burr under the saddle.
If you were to go to Norway and say, he plays with a burr under his saddle, they'd be like, is that, are you mad?
In Lillehammer, they don't
what are you
know
talking
what that
about?
Is. Yeah. Is this
Don't she?
No!
That's right. Oh, it's the Western thing, yeah. Chicago, no Patrick Kane, but they welcome Kimmo Tiiminen and Antoine Vermette into the lineup and look pretty good. 5-2, they beat up on Carolina. 2 goals for Jonathan Toews included his 20th, 20 goals in each of his 8 NHL seasons.
Not bad. Kind of reminds me of Sean Monahan a little.
Yeah, that's right. 20 in every year that he's ever played.
I'm very similar. I think Toews looks up to him.
Toews also throwing in an assist in the 5-2 win. Cam Ward got chased after allowing 4-18. Corey Crawford the win. The Hawks 21-0 leading after 40 minutes.
That's good.
They put it to bed is what they do. San Jose Sharks. Now, Ben Smith was traded for Andrew Desjardins yesterday.
That's correct.
That's right. I'm not sure who wins that deal. I know a little bit about Smith.
Desjardins!
Not as much about Desjardins.
Desjardins!
Ben Smith, traded to San Jose, flies in, rents a car, and then gets a police escort from San Francisco.
Oh, that is so cool. Have you ever had a police escort? I feel like...
The only time ever was when leaving New Jersey. When you're leaving the New Jersey rink, you get the police escort.
Right. Newark. Beautiful place.
Ben Smith got a police escort? Ben Smith.
To get there on time. Not who he is. It's
so how
what
do you,
he is.
How do you get that? Like, hey, listen, I got someone very important coming in.
You're Doug Wilson, and you're calling a favor. Say, look it, I've never missed the playoffs in 10 years. Not only cups, but we need this guy. Maybe he'll bring us a cup.
And go figure, Ben Smith misses warm-up, gets on an exercise bike.
Misses warm-up.
Gets a little sweat going, puts the gear on, scores in the first period, 6:51 in.
Like second shift of the game. Well done, Ben.
Adds a helper. 4-0, Sharks. The 4-game win streak for the Habs is over. The Sharks had lost 8 in a row at home and 5-6 overall. So a 4-0 win, a big one for them. And for Alex Stalock, his first win since January 6th.
Yeah, and don't be fooled. Ben Smith is the better hockey player here. The Blackhawks just move him out to save $750,000 because Desjardins making half the dough he's making.
Desjardins!
That's right.
Jay.
So that was it from last night. Turn your mic on. What is it with people I work with?
Hey, that's not usually my issue.
I'm working with people in radio.
Rhett's usually here by now. This is what happens.
Jay, could you blow your nose on the air for us? Just turn your mic on.
Just
you're
today,
blowing please. Every time I look and I see his reflection in the window, he's got a softies up to his beak, and he's just blowing.
He was saying earlier that his face is leaking.
Can you do one just
yeah,
so
good. We... No, it's not full enough to get the full effect right now.
It was yesterday.
Yeah,
it was
gross.
Could you let us know when it is? Because that's probably
sure.
Like 30, 45 seconds away.
Just jump in. I don't care if we're in the middle of talking to Rick Mercer.
Okay.
Just jump in and say, hey, guys, I'm ready to blow my nose.
Excuse me, Rick. I have to blow my nose on air.
I have to fire out some phlegm.
Schlemco, I believe you called it yesterday.
Yeah, I've still got... There's some interesting Schlemco coming out. You know it's a sign that you're getting better when the Schlemco starts to loosen up in your chest.
That's true.
And you start feeling a little bit better. Flames tonight in Philadelphia to play the Flyers. Boy, you talk about a tale of two teams. Home and road for the Flyers. 18-8-5 at home. 9-17-6 on the road.
Crazy. It was like the Devils. You're running through those stats, different home and away.
Yeah.
Where they were there last Wednesday. I get it a little bit, but I still think this team's a bit of a mystery given all the talent they have at forward. Like, how many of those guys would you love to have on your team? Simmons and Giroux and Voracek, just to name a few. And yet, you know, they were in the Eichel McDavid Bowl for the first half of the year.
Let me take a look here. Let me just take a look. Got to find the sheet. My sheet. Where is the sheet that I'm looking for?
What is this sheet?
the sheet. Well, I'm probably looking at the wrong thing, aren't I? Yeah, I am. Standby.
Do you have any music for the standby?
Is there any standby music?
Standby music, Jay?
That's not what I want.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please do not adjust your set. We will rejoin your regularly scheduled program momentarily. By the way, you're looking particularly good today. Is that a new outfit? Wow, nice shirt. Thanks for your patience. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. It's an effort to serve you.
It's not a call. No phone calls.
It's calling? It's a call. We don't take calls.
Okay. Here's what I was looking for. The Philadelphia Flyers at 18-8-5 at home have the 11th best home record in the league.
Pretty good.
Their road record, 27th. Why? Why is this so hard?
I don't know.
9-17-6 away from home.
I tell you what is hard though. Winning hockey games without a good goalie. And they've been trying to do this in Philadelphia for like two decades.
Do they serve beer on the road?
They serve it at home too. But yeah, of course they serve beer on the road.
But I think it's better on the road, right?
Oh, it's way better on the road.
I think they're
No one knows who you are.
I think the beer, it's colder and it tastes better when you're on the road.
Chicks dig the Panteros when they win on the road.
The Panteros.
Guys get a little more single, girls get a little cuter.
Yeah,
guys get a little more exotic. Hey, I don't know who this guy is.
I can't figure it out.
I haven't seen him before.
Can't figure it out. 6:40. Warner is in his reaction to trade deadline day when we come back. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Mornings, brought to you by Universal Ford Lincoln. They're not in the business of selling cars. They're selling a way to get your kids' hockey team to practice. Universal Ford Lincoln, it starts with you.
We're back.
Retro's back.
Oh, jeez. What? What's the matter? The monitor on your keyboard just about went horizontal.
Shouldn't this be adjustable?
It is with the ball right there. You're supposed to be able to pivot on the ball.
It's gonna break this.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, dear.
There we go.
Yeah.
Snap. How are you?
Should be fine.
Sounds great.
Should be just fine now.
How's your $100 gift card?
Well, I'm scared I'm going to lose it.
Oh, really? I don't think you will.
Because I lose things.
Do you?
We were saying, this is a homeless guy's dream. Scoop that up. Oh, it's probably dead. I may as well check it.
Just follow Red around. It's like dropping breadcrumbs.
Well, afterwards, I was thinking, why didn't I get like four $25 cards? Could have handed them out.
Right, or if you lost it, then you're only out 20-ish.
It actually made it to my wallet, which is unheard. I'm not George Costanza.
Just go back. Flyers, bad on the road, great at home.
So, Brian.
Is there something to that?
Nah, I can't imagine. Not in today's. Well, I don't know.
Who knows?
Kings are also bad on the road. They have some old Flyers on their team. Guys like to get out in a bit.
Are you saying there's a bit of a trend there?
I don't know. I'm just saying. If you think about Flyers teams, maybe they like to go out and have a little fun. I think of that team that had Carter and Richards.
It's trending now.
Yeah.
Pinder claims.
No, retro.
Look at the Flames.
Retro
all
accuses the Flyers of being a bunch of
Flames
drugs.
Are all loyal and married and good boys.
Angels.
Same on the road, same at home. 17-2-3 at home, 16-13-1 on the road. Very well behaved.
Just choir boys.
I wonder what they've been up to the last 4 days, though.
Well, I was going to say.
That's a lot of time
Philly,
on the road.
Philly's not that interesting a town.
Probably sacrificing small animals to the hockey gods.
It's an hour to a very interesting city.
Yeah, it is that.
Ooh.
You can only,
and quite convenient.
Just get on the train.
Train.
Made that train ride before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you should. You can only run the Rocky stairs so many times.
I'm surprised they didn't Hartley didn't send him back to Calgary to skate for 3 days. Remember when they all that time off? And
yes.
Could have been in Phoenix? Oh, yeah,
we'll go home.
How pissed would you have been as a player?
And then they won. See, it was their own fault.
Yep.
Should have.
They set the precedent.
Taught him a lesson. Yep.
We'll get into any number of things here. The two things that come out from the Flames yesterday. Trading of Sven Berchi, Giordano done for the year. Now, you had said that he was going to be fine. He's going to be fine. And, yeah, by next year, I guess he will be fine.
Well, let me say this then, Dean. I tore my bicep and played after a couple weeks.
Was it a tendon tear? It was
a tendon tear.
A complete tendon tear?
Would you like
tear?
To see the...
No, I don't want to see it.
I would.
Huh?
Don't be gross. No,
right,
don't. Please keep your shirt on.
Not sure what we're dealing with here.
What is it possible that maybe... No, I don't want to say that. That's, you know, to insinuate that you're a bigger... That you were not as big a part of the Flames as Gio is.
That's
or
weird.
That your level of play was easier to achieve with one arm as it was two. But I wouldn't go there.
No.
I wouldn't insult you like that.
Not on air publicly.
Either way, we're very sad and disheartened and basically down in the dumps.
Are we?
I am. Are you not? I don't know. I don't know what the players are doing in the dressing room.
This was what I was fearing from Thursday on, and I think the rest of that locker room was fearing it from Wednesday night as well. Sad night at Prudential Center in New Jersey.
Big win on the road.
Final play of the game.
Trying to ice the puck.
Stupid play.
Stupid play.
You know what that is? Too much working out.
I don't think so.
Absolutely. The bicep curls were...
Curls for the girls, Retro. The curls for the girls.
Yeah.
Either way, he gone.
There he goes.
Well, okay. Listen. This is more than one player. This is a team. This is a team. Maybe they can come together and they can do this.
When was Boston at their best?
Like this year or in the last 10 years?
No, in the last few years.
When they won the cup?
I know, but what else was happening? Zdeno Chara,
nasty.
Norris.
Yeah.
When was Detroit at their best?
Lidstrom.
Oh. Hmm. What about even Philly, St. Louis? Prong?
Pronger, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Doughty's.
Doughty?
A couple cups, yeah.
Duncan Keith, maybe?
Sure, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Well, remember last year.
There's the theme, folks.
Last year, Gio missed time, right?
Yeah.
I have the record if you'd like to hear it.
I don't know if I do want to hear it because I fear what I'm going to learn.
18 games, 5 wins.
Ooh. Well, there's 20 games, so.
5-11 and
you'll
2.
You'll get 7.
5-11 and 2 without Gio last year.
I just do not see how they survive. It's what Binder has been talking about all year. If they lose a top 4, they're hooped.
Yeah, never mind losing the top 4. You lose that top pairing, it's even worse.
You lost the Norris Trophy winner. Feel terrible for him, too, right? Years like this don't always happen.
That's the thing. There's nothing good about it. Like, there's nothing good.
Nope.
There's no, but then he can rest up and be ready or all of that. No, he was having a Norris Trophy-like season.
Yeah.
The captaincy... He was a story league-wide.
And here's how it's being interpreted.
All-star game, all of it.
When he's injured, he's leading the league in points for defensemen. And you can already see the dummies showing the leading scores on the blue line. And Carlson and another player have already passed him. You can just see how by the time Norris voting gets around to being done,
Letang, yeah, he's
I don't even know if he'll be a nominee anymore. Which,
he won't.
It's a horrible story.
Well, it's a quarter of the season.
Yeah.
Which...
It's 20 games. Yeah, I don't think you should nominate a guy. And we love Gio, but how do you nominate a guy that's going to miss 20? You can't do it.
You can't do that.
To this point, Norris Trophy-like season. So for the Flames,
not
the
only
guy,
that, honest to goodness heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't see this team in the standings anywhere near where they're at without him.
Well, we'll find out
Well, and you know what? Brad Treliving agrees. He won't say it, but by what he did yesterday, he knows it too. And by what I mean by that is not going and adding a D-man or going out and somebody attacks it. They have 3 second-rounders. They couldn't have used it. What are you going to do that for?
Yeah, why would...
You're going to give up a second rounder and something else for Zdeněk Mihalík for 20 games and still miss?
Yeah.
No.
Zdeněk Mihalík, you know, thank you. You're a great NHLer, but nowhere near.
Treliving did what he had to do. He couldn't sell a bunch of guys off the roster because they've worked too hard. They deserve to at least have the opportunity to dictate where they end up.
If you were going to get a first or second.
Because you're not.
Yeah. If you were going to get a top pick for Ramo or Diaz. Then it's like, well, geez, you should have sold. But yeah, is it worth getting a fourth or fifth for Diaz? What did he go for, a fifth last year?
Maybe less.
Just keep him.
Montreal.
It's not worth a fifth.
New York.
I mean, because you can still go in the room now and say, you guys do it.
Yeah, Glennie had to go. Everyone knew it.
Yeah. No surprise.
That deal was going to be done. The Berchi thing doesn't affect the room. Your thoughts on Berchi? I mean, we've covered the Geo thing. There's no good there. Berchi to Vancouver for a second.
Meh's
the first. I didn't expect it, but I'm not shocked by it. I mean, he hasn't since his, whenever he got called up there.
The emergency recall,
He hasn't played that good. Burke has roasted him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't call it roasting because it's just bluntly honest, right? Like, that's not, he didn't go out of his way to make up something that incorrect. Didn't seem to be a Hartley favorite.
Wasn't a fit between the coach and the player.
No.
And that stretched. And
looked
back
lost.
For a long time.
Looked lost for the last 2 years, right? Like, honestly, looked, even when he was here, he didn't look like he felt like he was part of it.
Came in this season, 15 games, no goals, 4 points. Last year, 26 games, 2 goals, 11 points. But the thing is, if what Bob Hartley was doing wasn't working, then you can point a finger at the coach and say, well, listen, you got to use this guy. You got to do something.
You got a first-rounder that was,
But he knows, seemingly knows what he's doing with this group. And other guys have been able to adapt and fall into place. And he couldn't. I still think Sven will find a way to get into the NHL, but and given the parameters, the agent told him they weren't going to re-sign and they wanted a trade.
Yeah, which you understand, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
Not a lot of times that you'd understand both sides, but this clearly wasn't going to work out for either party here. And it works out for both parties now that this has happened, because the Flames get a third second rounder. They've now got a ton of picks in the top 90. And for Sven, it's a fresh start with a new organization. He doesn't have to worry about stigmas or, you know, public comments made by management or a relationship with a coach that maybe got off on the wrong foot.
Or the pressures of being the first round pick that was actually a truly offensive player.
In a while, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when he came here, it was like, finally we've drafted someone with some offensive capability.
Top line winger.
Top scorer. Well, he doesn't have to worry about that.
No.
Even in the American Hockey League, he hasn't put up the numbers you would expect this year. 36 games with Adirondack, 8 goals.
Yeah, but I think people, when they look at AHL numbers, they expect to see, it's not as good as the NHL. Everyone should be a point per game. If you even flirt with a point per game, you're out of that league. And he's got 80 points in 109 AHL games. That's pretty darn good. That's 3/4 of a point per game. You don't see that a lot at all. So I think he's ready in terms of that's about as good as you get in the AHL before you end up on an NHL roster. And it was clear that they had other guys ahead of him. When you call up Ferland in his first full pro season, because he got injured last year.
Well, go back even further. Juris makes the team.
Yeah.
In front of him.
Well, right shot and plays middle, so a little different, but absolutely.
But I'm just talking
him on
just
the depth chart.
In terms of the depth chart,
Goudreau
comes in, obviously ahead of him. Juris leapfrogs him.
Monahan makes the team as an 18-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, Berchi could have been called up when Poirier was or Ferland was, and he wasn't. And yeah, Bennett's already ahead of him.
David Wolf got a look. So you can understand why Sven's upset, because I thought he actually had embraced the bottom six role.
Hang on one sec.
The last we had seen him. We got something in the back back here.
What were we going to say?
About, even David Wolf got a call up ahead of.
This thing is the greatest thing ever.
I can't believe it's still in your bag.
Jay, were you here last week when we had this? Is this new to you? See, this is what Jay does for the...
David Wolf of the Adirondack Flames.
That's right.
What a great intro that would be.
Now, if Brad could just bring the donkey back up...
We could have some.
Because here's the thing.
We might be seeing a lot of guys get brought up. Last five games. That Winnipeg, remember what we were talking about?
April 11th,
we're going to Winnipeg?
We are going to Winnipeg.
We're not going to Winnipeg.
Not going to Winnipeg.
Damn it.
Well, now, actually, Jay, if you can kill that, we've still got the Wolf, you know, get the Howl and all that. That's great. But you know what we no longer have is...
We
can't use this anymore.
We'll always have Rafa Diaz, but it was
fun while it lasted, though. It was good.
Where's Hiller from?
I believe he's from Switzerland.
Is that... Could we...
We could use it.
Could we use this for Jonas Hiller?
I think so.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
He's never going to play again.
This music is turning me around on things.
What was that? Hiller's never going to play again.
Are you on the Ramo wagon?
Oh, wow. Sure.
Ramo, number one.
Two feet on the Ramo wagon.
Wow. It's a roller coaster over there.
Never going to play again.
Five plus a year.
We were running him out of town.
No, not we. You. Well, you hate Ramo.
It is true.
Oh, it's sad for me.
This music helps, but it is sad.
Because that game, we play this... In and...
Oh, did you want to... My throat is very sore.
I don't think we need to play it anymore.
I'm going
to
need you to do it.
We can retire that one.
I was going to say, we haven't played it, and I don't feel like anyone's...
Look at the standings.
Yeah, look at this. They're third in the Pacific. Mm. With 20 to go.
Two games in hand on the Jets. They could be two back of that. It's tight.
They can beat the Flyers tonight. Flyers.
It's tight.
So, come on. Help a brother out. I can't do it.
You in? They in?
You did it backwards. Let's try that again.
Yeah, you did it backwards.
They in? You in?
That's pretty good.
Difference doesn't make.
Yeah, it's good.
No, that's very good. Take two is perfect.
I would think that a lot of people are on board with our way of thinking that it was dodgy with Gio. I just don't see it. I don't see how they can come. They're going to.
I don't know how they get the puck out of their own end. I want to hold out that there's a chance and that they can play this us against the world card.
Well, they can play it. I just don't know if it'll work, right?
Yeah. Well, do they have a lot of easy games? Do we have a strength of schedule that we could rely on?
You know, after tonight, they've got back-to-back Boston-Detroit. Then Ottawa, who suddenly are in the mix in the East, and then they come home for Anaheim. So, nope. It's not much they're missing. I mean, it's only 25 minutes and 31 shifts of captaincy, MVP, Norris candidate blue lining. I mean, David Schlemko can pick up the slack, guys. Right?
You'd be excited to be here.
Right?
You know, your first game in a new jersey.
Potter can play a few minutes. I don't know.
Like six.
Hang on, I just have this for I just have that for the notion that Corey Potter is going to jump in and help mitigate the blow
so
of
he
losing
can't,
Gio.
31 shifts a game, that's a little too much for.
So now we're in the dumpers for the next.
Yeah, we're down in the
five
dumper.
And a half, 6 weeks. Mm. That's what we're doing. 20
we
games.
We talked about wedding yesterday morning. I felt like the wedding singer, like laying down in the dumper.
That's where we are.
That's exactly.
We're with Artley in the dumper. Yeah, that's exactly where it is.
Well, good thing Wide Dog's keeping them loose if they're down in the dumper.
Yeah, did you hear?
I was actually listening to the radio when that happened.
Was it hysterical?
I didn't know what I had. I didn't know the story behind it. So what happened? I didn't understand why Lou.
Well, Hartley was on the phone on the ice, much like the day before when he got word, get Glenn Cross off.
So this is like 3 hours before the deadline.
So the phone rings again, and everybody at practice is, Hartley's on the phone, just like yesterday. Could there be, is he going to have to get somebody off the ice? Dennis Weidman goes off the ice. Oh, look at this.
Wow.
Comes out, he's talking on the phone, allegedly, and he's just playing with the media. Turns out, gotcha, right?
Of course, it makes sense. Weidman's got a no move. You can't swap him without getting his approval. Hartley stops practice, gets on the phone. We never see this kind of behavior. Sudden trade deadline.
I like
time.
It.
So, Lou, yeah, I thought it was funny. I thought, good. Yeah, good on you, White Dog. White
Keep
dog.
It loose, boys.
Players, Pat, who you might
Lou
not
didn't
be
like it.
About, I might
this is
not
Lou at the end of Hockey
about,
Central
players
yesterday.
In people's systems, you know, whether it be in junior, in the American League, you know, guys who you just, you know, think could really help you long-term going forward, that on a day like today where somebody's pushing and know they're close and trying to get
too
over,
much of this clip.
That you might be able to
That's
grab.
Correct. Probably could have.
Lou, we'll let you go, my friend. Thanks for joining us on a busy day. And don't let Dennis Weidman fool you anymore, all right?
No, I won't.
That was pretty funny. You got to give him credit for that.
Well, you can give him credit for that. From your cozy studio, you can give him credit for that. Ooh. For sure.
All right. So you don't want to. We'll talk
no,
to you.
No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
Sour.
Lou's hot.
He was hot.
And Steiny was like, oh, what have I done?
For that, for sure.
All right, so you don't want to. We'll talk
no,
to you.
No, I don't.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Lou. You're a good man.
Oh. Yeah, that was awkward. Awkward is what you would call that. 7:02, we're coming back. Boomer and Warner in the morning continue. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.